This is the show.
Gotcha. Don't wanna know. This is the show. How the good birds go. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Andrew Moyer, and this is the show. You were just listening to the fantastic sounds of the Babylon Dub Punks, who were kind enough to give us one of their songs as our intro. This podcast is all about music and musicians. This week I was lucky enough to meet up with Sam Barber of Edinburgh group Sam Barber and the Outcasts. They're about to launch the final EP in their great trilogy, Valley of Silence. This last one is called The Age of Starlight. I caught up with Sam to talk all about that. That's coming up in just a second. But if you want to get in touch, you can email me at info@thisistheshow.co.uk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thisistheshow. Or you can tweet us at The Show Podcast. If you're in a band or just want to talk to me, then I'd love to hear from you. I am joined here today by Sam Barber, frontman of the astronomy pop band Sam Barber and the Outcasts. Welcome, Sam.
Hello.
So you are about to release Valley of Silence Volume 3. Just tell me a little bit about that.
That's right. Yeah, it's the end of the astronomy pop part of the band. So it's bittersweet for us because we've enjoyed it a lot. This is the third in a series of three CDs that we've put out under the name Valley of Silence, so that means it's basically kind of a double album in three parts. This one is probably the one I'm most proud of altogether, because we've had the whole band on it. We recorded from scratch the drums and then obviously the rest of the instruments. So it's whereas the first two volumes was mostly me, to be honest, with a bit of William and a bit of Stephen, our old drummer. But this one is just very much an organic feel to it. The sound of it is very much a band sound, and I think we've got a lot of our live energy on it as well, which is the main thing I wanted to do with it, just to try and capture a bit of that. Because I think when people have come to see us, and then they've listened to our music that we've recorded, it's often there's a little bit of a gap there. I feel that anyway, because I have a tendency to make things sound very nice, and William has a tendency to make things very loud. So it was just about capturing a bit of that excitement on the stage as well. And I think there's a lot for people to come back to it again. And all of the songs have fairly packed, as full as I can get them. So it's a really exciting time for us, because this, for me, this is the first time I've done a full band album, or EP, whatever you want to call it. There's seven tracks on it. It's been a learning curve as well, because I've had to learn how to mix six tracks of drums and things, but testament to the band, they played out their skin and it just sounds really good, so we're all looking forward to releasing it on Saturday.
So let's just talk a little bit about what the lineup of the band. Mm-hmm. You're very much not a conventional just bass guitar drums lineup, are you?
The lineup at the moment, yeah, that's five piece lineup. So there's myself singing, and I play guitar and piano, and swap between those two on stage. And I've got Fiona Tom, who also played on the last EP. She's a singer-songwriter in her own right, but she plays rhythm guitar and does backing vocals for us. We've got William Baird, who I mentioned earlier, that he's been on the last EP as well. He's plays bass and jumps around a lot, smashes things, pukes on people, which is what you want from a bassist. And we've got Johnny on drums again. This is the first time I've recorded him, so this is his sort of recorded debut, but I think people are going to be kind of blown away by him because he's really played out his skin on it. And lastly, we've got, but not least, we've got Mary Robbs, who's our newest member. She plays violin. She joined us last year, about this time last year, actually. And yeah, she's basically very much in the zone with me in terms of composing. I don't have to tell her or ask her to do too much because she's very intuitive and she gets the sound that I'm looking for very well. So I find it very easy working with her and a real pleasure working with her because she's comes up with a lot of beautiful violin parts for a lot of the songs, including Neptune, which is noted for its violins. Like, that was our free single we put out. So that's the current lineup with us. There's five of us, and we're all a happy family so far, touchwood. And that'll be the lineup on Saturday for the album launch.
So let's just let people know exactly where you are launching the album and who else is on the lineup there.
We're launching at a place called The Third Door, which is the old Medina, and that's just opposite Potter Row, just in Bristol Square. It's free entry. The lineup we're pretty happy about as well. We've got a brilliant Edinburgh band called Townhouse playing, and that's featuring Stuart Clark and Lisa Rigby, who are fantastic songwriters. Probably one of my favourite Edinburgh bands. We've also got a brilliant songwriter called William Douglas, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners will have heard of. He's a very successful songwriter, and rightly so, in the Edinburgh scene. He's also played just about all over the world, it seems. But for some reason, he's decided to play with us for our album launch, so we're happy about that.
And the free single was Neptune. Why was that? Is that the standout track for you on that album?
It was a bit of a debate. The two songs on it are Neptune and Hypergiant. The toss-up was between those two. They're both piano songs. I would say Neptune is probably the song I'm proudest of. If not ever, then for a long time. I think it's probably the best thing I've written. And it kind of just came together. It certainly didn't feel like I was writing something that I would think, wow, that's great. But it came together and we recorded it very quickly. It was very easy to put together with the band as well, and it just really works.
Swing back around.
Inspired by the stars. Is that how you work when you're songwriting? Are you looking at images from the Hubble Space Telescope, or do the names come from other emotions?
I'm inspired by a lot of things that I'll look at in terms of, like, I'll look for a lot of astronomy journals. It's very sad, things like that, and follow a lot of astronomy blogs and websites. Watch the sky at night rigorously. So I often get idea, like the germ of ideas for songs from that. For example, there's a song on the new album that's called The Great Attractor, which is, I'll spare you the science part of it, but it's basically what makes our galaxy move through space. There's this unknown thing called a great attractor, and I saw that on, I think it was The Sky at Night, and I thought, you know, that just hit off because it's a, you know, there's an easy double entendre there. So I wrote a song kind of about someone who thinks he can get all the girls and kind of thing, you know, but ends up kind of a bit lonely because there's no girls stroke galaxies left because he's used them all up. So that's kind of the thing. I'll look at something that I can use to put an emotional context onto it, but also maybe teach people a little bit, or no, sorry, teach is so pretentious, but explain something about the universe, because there is a lot of, like, science in the Valley of Silent songs. I don't know how much people pick up on it, and it's not essential to enjoy it, but, I mean, in a song like Venus, for example, which was on the last one, that's all the lyrics in it are completely sort of scientifically accurate, but it's also describing an emotional place that I was in at that time, which was kind of what I was trying to do with the Valley of Silence thing, is balance the sort of the quite nerdy stuff, I suppose, with the stuff that everyone can relate to, so, you know, you don't have to be an astronomer to enjoy it. And with this one, it's called The Age of Starlight. Basically, the theme of this third one is looking at the very edges of the universe and what happens at the end of the universe. So what happens when stars go out, and what is there an end to the universe? What happens looking at entropy, which is, you know, everything has to increase in disorder as the universe goes on. You take in those themes and put in human elements on it, basically, is what I've tried to do with the last one. So the title, The Age of Starlight, is basically a reference to the time we're living in now, because this time is only a very small part of the universe time. Eventually the stars will die, and then there'll be like a trillion years of kind of darkness over it. So it's kind of saying, you know, make the most of now while you've got it. There's a lot of messages in it, but that's the main overarching one.
And from the end of the universe to the end of the trilogy, the first volume launched in December 2009, I think. Did you ever think it would take you 2.5 years to get to this stage?
Yeah, I was looking to do it. I was looking to do a large album, so I knew it was going to take me a long time. The idea of putting out one EP at a time kind of thing was just so I could get the music out there rather than have to, everyone has to wait 2.5 years to hear the all 18 tracks or whatever. So I think it's worked quite well. I mean, Valley of Silence 1 was very much a solo thing, And it was an experiment more than anything. I wasn't sure if it would even work, if people would like it, if people would even get it. But they seemed to get the humour in it and the kind of the lightheartedness of it well. So I thought, and I just kept writing in the same style and came up with Ballet Silence 2, which was a bit of a strange one. I'm still not entirely happy with it, to be honest, but it came out at a time when we were kind of between two different drummers. Like we recorded Venus, which was a brilliant recording, brilliant drums on it by Stephen Fraser, and Dragon, which was quite a heavy one. So we had those recorded, but then unfortunately Stephen couldn't continue, so we brought Johnny in on drums. I'd already recorded the rest of the songs for the album kind of thing, and I thought it was going to take a long time to get us rehearsed enough to record all those songs again. The demos that I had for the songs were sounding pretty releasable. I thought, well, I'll still do. So we put it out like that. I got Fiona and William to put their parts on it, and Georgina on cello as well. And yeah, we put that one out last year, January last year. It sold really well. As I say, there is an element of the kind of between stage on it for me, and when I listen to it, it's like this half of it is us as a three piece, and then the rest is like kind of us branching out into a bit of a bigger band. So it's a transitional one, I suppose, and there was teething problems in it. I'm not sure I would put all the songs on it that I did now, but at the end of the day, I think it still works. And this third one has taken the longest of them all, I have to say. It's been a lot of work, just because there's been so many instruments on it, really, and different people playing. So I have this strange idea of actually having to get other band members in here and kind of play from the very start just with other people, which is the first time I've ever done that, really. A lot of the time I'll get the majority of the track together and then bring people in to put stuff on top of it. But it's really been like we've all been relying on each other on it, and I think you can feel that sense of togetherness when you listen to the music, because we're all there at the same time playing it live, kind of thing. And yeah, so that's been like kind of 2.5 years that I think it's brought out some of my best writing. It's challenged me as well, so it's taken a long time, but I think now's probably the time to end it as well, and I think it's ending it on a high.
I imagine you'll be taking these songs out on a number of gigs, but
oh, yeah.
What's next? I imagine you've got some pretty creative ideas that you might want to work with.
I've reached the stage when I'm putting out something, when we're putting out something. As a writer, I tend to have to force myself to put something out because I'm always working on the next thing. Kind of thing, and it's very much the case when I was mixing that. I just wanted to record demos for new songs that I was writing, but I've got to go back to these ones and finish them off and do them justice, sort of thing. So while I was mixing and doing final mixing, I was writing a lot of songs, and I've got a lot of songs together. The next album for us will be obviously the full band in it, but I'm looking at more telling a kind of narrative story through maybe shorter songs, so maybe a kind of like 2 minute nuggets of the songs, but all kind of joining into each other to form some kind of narrative. I don't know. That's my idea at the moment, whether it pans out or not. But the music I've written for it, I'm really happy with so far. And it's very much written for the band as well. I mean, a couple of the songs in this album that we're putting out was written kind of before we had Johnny in, and like Hypergiant was written 2010, I think. So that's quite a long time ago. It's a long time for me to live with a song without releasing it. So it's good to kind of get those out there. But these new ones are all, you know, I know how to write for Johnny now. I know how to write for Fee and for Mary. And I just let William get on with it. Because he usually knows what he's doing. But he's come up with some great bass parts for some of the new songs. We've played one new song quite a lot called Wrong Side of the Sun, which isn't about astronomy, but I can't get away from the references. But that'll definitely be on the next one, and people might have heard that at gigs, but it's gone down really well, and it is different from the Valley of Silence. It is different.
So how far around the country do you think you'll be able to tour this then?
We're definitely looking at going to Manchester. We've got a couple of venues and promoters contact details there for over the summer. London as well. We've got a couple of people we know down in London who will definitely be aiming to get down there. Yorkshire as well. Fee's got friends in Yorkshire. And we played with a band called Mire the Life last year, who are from Newcastle, and they're one of the best bands I've seen, unsigned bands I've seen in the last couple of years. They were actually meant to be playing our album launch, but unfortunately their drummer had to pull out the band, so that kind of left them in the lurch a bit, which is a bit of a shame. But we're going to be going down there at some point, play a gig with them in Newcastle. Really looking forward to that, because Newcastle is a great place for music and nightlife and stuff, so should be fun. And we'll take whatever we can get at this point, really, as well. We're just looking to get out and play these songs and get the album out to people as much as we can. So yeah, we'll definitely be getting out of Edinburgh, but we'll be keeping it real on the homeboy turf as well. As a record, it's going to be fairly easy to sell, if you know what I mean, because we like it. We like the record. We like all the songs on it. We're happy with it. And we've just been excited about getting it out for ages now. It's just, it's kind of a palpable sense of relief to get it out there.
I also noticed that you're donating some of the proceeds to charity. Just tell me a little bit about that.
That's right, yeah. I decided to donate 25% of all the proceeds from the album to a Penumbra run unit in Edinburgh called the Edinburgh Crisis Centre, which is a very, very important resource. I would say it is among the most important charitable organisations in Edinburgh. They basically deal with people who are experiencing very hard times, very difficult emotional times, and help them in an emotional sense to cope with it right there at that moment, because there is a bit of a deficit in terms of instant help for people. If people are suffering through very difficult times and aren't able to cope with it, there's a bit of a deficiency, I have to say, in the NHS services. So the Edinburgh Crisis Centre fills a very important gap, and I can't say how much I admire them and say this is very important. Without going into it too much, I've benefited a great deal from Penumbra, and I think it's very important that I give something back, and I think it's a good way to do it, as well as raising awareness about them, which is very important because they rely on donations, of course, being a charity. Hopefully we'll be able to raise a good bit of money for them.
Sam Barber and The Outcast launch Valley of Silence Volume 3, The Age of Starlight, this Saturday, the 2nd of June 2012, at the Third Door. That is on Lothian Street. I do hope you'll be able to get down there. If not, they will be playing plenty of gigs in the coming months, and we'll try to keep you informed of those. We'll be back very soon with some more musical musings, but until then, enjoy this track from our guests, Sam Barber and The Outcasts. This is called Hypergiant.
I spun the dial, I zoomed in, and happened on the most peculiar thing. A brand new star, the brightest point of light I'd seen so far. Had to go to her, her luminosity proved too much of a lure. So all the best advice I went against. When I moved in, love sprung forth like a supernova. We're circling each other over and over, my love. Grew into a hypergiant whose magnetic fields we both come to rely on. I don't mind if you don't too. She's of a high spectral class, but all the superstars and bright young things that pass across my sky. Daylight breaks and she's the reason why. Quickens the pulsar when our orbital planes collide. Her prominence says bring water to the eye. Well, that's alright. Love's We're circling each other over and over. Love grew into a whole pet giant whose magnetic fields we've both come to rely on. I don't mind if you don't too. Take it away. Like a supernova, we're circling each other over and over. My love grew into a hypergiant, the third from the right in the belt of Orion. Love grew into a supernova, we're circling each other over and over. My love grew into a hypergiant whose magnetic fields we both come to rely on. And I don't. Up the sky, baby, I don't care if I wake up and Earth's no longer there. Such as I love, baby, can you feel it now? I love going on supernova. We're circling each other.
Find out more, visit soundcloud.com/thisistheshow.